Now, I don't know about you, but I've never heard the sentence, get Medicaid, get rich. The patients are poor, the budgets are tight, and the payments to doctors are often paltry. But an investigation from Kaiser Health News found that some insurance companies are reaping spectacular profits off the taxpayer-funded program in California, even companies that have been found to provide subpar patient care. KQED's April Domboski talked about this with Chad Terhune of Kaiser Health News.
So, Chad, the message repeated across the country for the last year is that the Affordable Care Act has been bad for insurance companies. They say they can't make enough money, and in some states, they're leaving the individual marketplaces. Anthem is leaving the individual market in several counties in California. But you found in your investigation in the state's Medi-Cal program that insurance companies, including Anthem, are making plenty of money. How is this possible?
People need to remember Medicaid in California is now 13.5 million people. That's one-third of the state's population. And most of those people are in managed care plans through Anthem, Health Net, many of these big companies. They're paid a fixed rate per person per month. And what happened under the Affordable Care Act, the state boosted those rates because we didn't really know who was going to sign up, what they were going to look at, and the expectation was they were going to have a lot of unmet health needs. Many of these people had gone without coverage for a long time, and as it turned out, they weren't that costly.
Are Californians getting better care in exchange for these big profits that the insurance companies are making?
Some of these companies who are making the most money run some of the worst plans. And so there's a disconnect between payments and quality. And when I asked the state about that, they acknowledge that they don't tie the two together and they're working on it, but it's kind of a difficult ship to turn.
So the Medicaid expansion that we're talking about here was, to be fair, a bit of an experiment. How do insurers explain the profits?
I think there's a couple of different explanations. One, they would acknowledge that the rates were a little rich in the beginning. These patients weren't as sick, didn't need as many services as many expected, and that was kind of across the nation. And then two, they would say, you know, this was a huge lift to have so many people coming into the program all at once, and you really weren't sure what to expect, and they did have to add more doctors and contract with more clinics. But I think it's fair now to say, look, how was the money spent, and did we really get our bang for the buck?
Chad Terhune is a reporter for Kaiser Health News. He talked to KQED's April Domboski.